HXS listening.
Go mobile.
With 2 Tango mobile.
2 Tango, this is KO4 LAO. How are you doing this morning, Rusty?
Pretty good this morning. On my way to spend most of the day in Greenville.
And?
Atmosphere event today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and then I'm singing at it Sunday afternoon, so I'm going to be busy over there all weekend.
Beat that.
With the chorus, yeah, we're going to have chorus and quartets both performing Sunday afternoon. We're on at the Falls Park down there at the, they call it the Shakespeare Theater down there at 4 o'clock, and then we're going to have some Sweet Adelines performing at 5 o'clock right after us, over.
The record, we're going to get any rain this weekend?
Well, what I'm looking at right now, yeah. But this is one of the, this event goes rain or shine.
That fun time.
It's Mother's Day weekend, and so I always miss Mother's Day at church because I've got to be over there. And but it's part of what I do, volunteer, and it helps our chorus and gets us out there, and we get a little bit of funds out of it to help keep us going. Since we're a non-profit organization, we just have enough to keep us running. So anyway, so I'm headed that way now. I don't have to be there at 11:30, but I got to check in early at 11 o'clock and then find my way to where I got to work.
Well, take care and hope you enjoy the weekend and stay dry. I'll say 73 to you. This is KO4LAO. I'll be clear on your file.
Later. Like I said, I'm just on my way there. It's about a 30-minute ride. And going by the farm over here that's near me where they have the animals, where they cows for milking and everything else, they're running a tour today. And they got animals for milk, cows for milking, and strawberries for purchasing, and all kinds of good things, and picking yourself if you want. So, nice little farm over here near me.
WU2TKO4LAO clear.
All right, catch you later. WU2T mobile.
WU2T mobile. KO4PEA mobile.
PEA, good morning, sir. I heard you last night on my net. WU2T.
Roger. Sure did, Rusty. Yes, sir, everybody. Did a good job last night, too. I'm waiting here at the doctor's office between Pickens and Easley on my wife to come out, and I see her coming out the door here now. I just heard you in there and thought I'd give you a holler. I'm on the little handheld here in the car. Hope you have a good day, man. Sound like you got a busy weekend going on.
My course has been involved with this for about the last 8 or 9 years, so it's always a busy weekend for Mother's Day. And I'm over here going by a place where they have poured all this nice concrete, and they're now starting to put the walls up on this warehouse they're building over here. Huge place being built.
Roger. Well, I'll get on out of here. Just wanted to give you a holler there. Did a good job last night. I hope you have a good weekend, good weather. KO4BEA will wish you a 73 on your final.
All right. You have a good one. We'll catch you later. WU2T Mobile. That's hanging over me today as I head towards Greenville.
Here's Taylor's on 14 here, so I'm watching the same cloud bank. And you heard me on it last night, didn't you?
Sure, you're in my log, both of you are, and a bunch of other people, too. But it was a low crowd there last night. Usually I have more than that, but 30 people is 30 people.
You'll take it. But, yeah, it's yeah, the rain is starting a little early. It's supposed to start this afternoon, I thought, but I don't know. This weather's getting a little crazy. It's El Nino year.
Well, I haven't got any rain over here where I am. It's just a low cloud. So I'm over here on Highway 290, headed to get out on 85 so I can head over to Falls Park in Greenville. And that's where I'm headed. And that's where we'll be singing Sunday afternoon and everything. But I'm going to be over there working at one of the places where they sell alcoholic beverages and all, as the guy taking them payments.
That's not good. I know you do well. I'm actually right now heading to a customer's house. Going to take a look at a few things. And then my phone's been blowing up here. So I'm running around like a maniac the last few days.
Always good for your pocketbook.
Well, it's good for mine and theirs. And I really can't say why, but I think you understand why.
Going by a piece of property over here on 290, and they've got a sign out front that says commercial property for sale. Yet they have painted out the phone number and all the other information about who to contact about the property. Just the sign is there.
What kind of sense does that make?
Look at that. I've seen that sign there for a long while. It's been on that corner, and it's on the corner where a subdivision goes down in. And they've always done it, but anyway. And let me pick up this phone call real quick. Be right back. W2T.
AB2HXS. XS. Hey, I'm on 14 here in stop dead traffic. We're doing some construction or something here.
A phone call. They were trying to sell me something.
Yeah, I love those.
Yes, I've told these people, the same group of people to put me on their do not call list for the last 4 months, and obviously that's not getting through to their anybody, because what you get is an automated call, and it's an automated statement, and they try to get you to stay online long enough for a live person to come on.
Oh, I know. I hang right up on those. You hear that little beep in the background, like, click, goodbye.
Oh, yeah, and all. Well, I give them a second because I was driving and was paying attention to traffic right then. So when they got started on it again, I just reached up and hit the off button on my earpiece.
I'm mad. I just, as soon as I hear that, you can tell right away when those kind of calls come through. I've got my spam notification on my phone turned on, so if I get something like that, I know right away. Don't even answer it.
I didn't look at my phone. It came over my Bluetooth earpiece, and I just answered it and went along because I didn't look at it. But I looked at the phone afterwards, and it said possible spam. So, like I said, it gets in there. I just threw to them and tell them I'm not interested, and to put me on their do not call list. But it doesn't seem to work with these folks.
It doesn't. Well, fortunately, I've got a phone holder that suction cups on my windshield, and I use it for my mapping, so if a phone call comes up, I can see it right in front of me, and I just blow it right off. I don't even see ya. Goodbye.
But like I said, I was in some traffic, and I was watching the idiot that was driving in the lane next to me, because he kept drifting over into my lane, and I was not happy with that, so I was watching him and paying attention to him instead of the phone. But yeah, my phone's right there on my up to where I can see it. It's right in, hanging in front of the front window here, so it's there. And but I just, like I said, I was watching traffic instead of the phone. So anyway, well, maybe everything will hold off for you to stay dry today, Dave.
Well, I'm just going under a house right now. I've got to go look at some ductwork. It's a current customer of mine that I was there a couple days ago doing the maintenance, and they asked me, I didn't have enough time to do it at that point, but I've got to go back and measure up some ductwork and eliminate the hard duct and maybe run some flex for them and just get a general idea, see what it looks like. I didn't crawl around the whole underside of the house, but if I can catch it before the rain hits, that would be nice.
Yeah, I gotta get someone over to do that at my house because I know I've got a piece of ductwork. Of course, I'm in a mobile home, and it's been there for a number of years. And the duct that feeds the bathroom has dropped down, so it's not up where it's supposed to be, and therefore I get air that leaks out and everything and like that. So I usually keep that one closed off, and I've got it blocked off a little bit so it doesn't seep too much air. But I haven't figured out a way to get it back up, and I can't crawl underneath the house because my back will not let me do that. But that's the way things go, you know.
Oh, somebody. Anyway, can't get into that here. Give me a call when you get a minute.
When I re-find your phone number, I will. And you sent it to me as an email, and somehow that email got deleted, and it did not get transferred to my phone. So, no, I don't have it right now.
Oh, shoot. All right, let me look at, let me look up on QRZ, and I'll send you another email.
Okay. Or if you want to take my phone number down later, you can just send me a text, and it'll be there, and then I can just install it on the phone direct without having to go through the other. Well, I'm going to run in here to QT. I want to pick me up a soda to take with me, so I'll talk with you in a few minutes. W2T.
All right, well, by that time, I'm going to be designated. I'll talk to you later, KB2HXS.
Tango on the road again.